you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Tonight on Nightly Pop.
I watched this immediately.
I promised the snake, and here it is.
Somebody probably went to her dressing room and said, "I have two dresses in my
fire and blood."
I cannot wait to watch this show for 6 years and then be real disappointed towards the end.
I thought it was weird earlier, but it's real weird over here.
Slide to bed with us starting right now.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. So Morgan is off, but Hunter can never resist his screen time, so he is here today.
I didn't negotiate vacation days. That's the problem.
You took them all too early in the year, you guys. And DJ Shangela Pierce, we're here, is joining us as well. Thank you for joining us.
Girl, I am so happy to be up in the building. Thank
you?
You. Thank
you
y'all for
so
having me.
You look so wholesome in this sweater.
Oh, that's sweet. It's an illusion.
I like tricking people with clothes, and then, you know, it comes out later, you're a big old freak. They had no idea.
Oh, baby, I'm a drag entertainer. Of course, one thing I know is how to provide an illusion with clothing.
Okay? I love All right, you guys, let's get started. Diana the Musical premiered on Netflix this past week. Reviews are not good. Okay, so people are saying it's the worst thing they've ever seen, and it's unintentionally hilarious. Here is one of the many moments that has people talking.
You're auditioning to be his queen, and if Queen were playing now, Freddie Mercury would slay it.
Is this the parade? No! What is this?
This is good.
Wait, what did I say? What is this airing on?
Netflix.
Netflix is airing this?
Yes.
I watched this immediately. Immediately. Tonight, babe. I'm live tweeting this.
Yes.
This is fantastic. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. I can't wait to watch this.
Yeah, yes.
Are you guys excited to see this?
I would say I've seen Rocky Horror Picture Show. This is a Royal Horror Picture Show, and I'm ready for it.
The choreography looks like it was done by British people. And that's not what you want. The fact that this move happened for longer than at all.
Yes. Wait, when Charles started doing the snake, baby, that's when it got me. I was like, not Charles doing the snake.
But to be fair, he took it down and brought it back up.
He brought it back up. I'm here for this. I don't care what anybody says. I love things that are so bad, they're good. One of my favorite movies, this is so embarrassing. There's this movie called Ghosts of Mars with Ice Cube in it. Has anybody seen Ghosts of Mars? It's this movie where Ice Cube is a felon like 1,000 years in the future.
Ice Cube?
Yeah. Ice Cube's this felon, so people go to break him out, but they keep it in prison on Mars. And they have
Once
a special
a
language,
month.
And they go, arr, grr, grr, grr.
Girl.
I'm telling you, you'll be like, this got made in Hollywood. The sky is the limit.
Is it? Is it? Because I didn't feel like that took me to the sky.
Well, speaking of bad, people are coming for Tyra Banks again on Dancing with the Stars. I am people. No, I'm kidding. Fans are saying that she ruined Britney Knight based on these looks.
Welcome to Dancing with the Stars. It's Britney Knight, y'all. Welcome back to Britney Knight. Now, I promised a snake, and here it is.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so let me ask you guys, did she miss the assignment?
Okay, Okay, let's do it by look, because okay. She had two.
Okay.
The first one was Baby Hit Me One More Time.
Yes.
She slapped me in the mouth with that one.
You liked it.
Yeah, what else did you want? Second look, my spirit is telling me they probably like, Tyra, we're going to do I'm a Slave for You. And she's like, I ain't no slave for nobody.
Right.
I'm Tyra Banks.
Right.
It was not
you
right.
You didn't like that one.
It needed the banana python snake.
Yeah,
that snake was giving me like Ka from the Jungle Book or something. It wasn't giving me all.
Personally, I think Jamie Spears ruined Brittany Knight.
No!
I don't think Tyra had anything to do with this.
The show is called Dancing with the Stars, not Dressing as the Stars.
Yes.
But she takes risks on this show. And I love to see Tyra come out. Tyra is extra.
Yeah.
Somebody probably went to her dressing room and said, I have two dresses in my house.
Yes. All right, you guys, we got to move on. The trailer for the Game of Thrones prequel just dropped. A lot of fans are losing their minds, like DJ over here.
I'm living.
All right, y'all, take a look, because this is trending.
Gods, kings, fire, and blood. Dreams didn't make us kings. Dragons did.
Come on now.
Come on. I got the chills! Come on, yes.
That's good.
I'm a Game of Thrones fan. I just got chills. I waited to watch that until we saw it live. I almost forgot where I was, child. I was about to get a little blanket and curl up. I was like enthralled. Are you a huge fan?
I mean, I have called myself the Daenerys Targaryen. I'm the Shangela Targaryen of drag, the first of my name, okay? I am a Stormborn through and through, the unburnt hunter, the breaker of all the chains.
Yes.
The mother of drag.
Yes, guns. Title.
I live. I love it so much, and I'm so excited to see this. I was even more excited to see that there were also black people in Dragonstone.
Weren't you?
Okay.
We were there somewhere.
We were definitely there. We were there. We were the Khal Drogos. We were all of them. And I am so thrilled that this is coming back.
I cannot wait to watch this show for 6 years and then be real disappointed towards the end. This is gonna be fun.
I know about being a queen almost to the crown and not getting it. So me and Daenerys have a lot in common.
So close.
Anyway, Meek Mill just started a DM debate. So he was on the $1 Million Worth of Gain podcast and he talked about how Instagram could actually ruin your relationship.
Is opening the DM cheating?
Is opening the door?
Is that cheating?
If your girl is a nurse and she opened the DM for Meek Mill and communicate with me, what you call that? Your girlfriend. And she ain't tell you that she was communicating with me. Oh, if my girl, man, I don't want to use me. If my girlfriend on that, communicating with a guy behind my back and not telling me about that, what is that? Let's classify it right now.
Cheating.
I can't say it's cheating, but
that's cheating.
I got that from y'all. Shoulder to cry. It's a shoulder to
shoulder
cry.
Shoulder to cry on, turning the ride on. Oh.
Wait a minute. Have I missed on this saying? A shoulder to cry on is a...
Turns into a to ride on.
Have you heard this saying?
I've heard it. I don't agree with it.
Have you followed through with it?
No. The only reason, growing up, you have different people in your life. My stepdad, for me, was a big, emotional support. So I used to cry on his shoulder all the time. Rarely turned into us having sex.
It's getting weird.
You're real sick. You're real sicko.
Once in a while.
It's sliding the DMs cheating, you sicko.
Well, it depends on the photo, though. The profile photo. If the profile photo is if it's two cheeks just wide open, and you'd be like, oh, who is that click? Then you know you was looking for something.
Yeah, for
However,
sure.
However, if it's a blue check Meek Mill, and I had a partner, it ain't gonna be no girlfriend, y'all know. But if it was my significant other, I'd be like, oh, you talking to Meek Mill? Give me a ticket, too.
Okay, so you would give your partner the benefit of the doubt before you just assume that they're trying to cheat.
Yeah, it's a DM.
That's very mature.
You're a DM. Yeah, oh, yes. Look at the jacket. Look at the shirt. I'm very mature. This is very mature, darling. This is very mature.
Nina, what about you?
I don't play that. No. So say there's a guy that's interested in me. This is something I do.
Okay.
We exchange Instagram. I immediately look to see who he's following. If he's following a bunch of Instagram girls and BBL girls, and he's following,
Miss Nina.
I feel like, if I see that's all you're following, I feel like I know what type of time you on.
Miss Nina, you like a Nancy Drew. See, you're smart. I need to take her to an escape room with me. Tell me you would get me out.
That's the escape room? We are taking a break. But coming up, a viral star opens a restaurant and the prices are kind of shocking. And would you get into the booty business? That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so there was a booty debate on a recent episode of Maury. Laquanda found photos in her boyfriend's phone. He was quick to blame his job, though.
Dante is in the booty business. Yeah. He specializes in making panties. Yeah. But recently, Laquanda started finding photos on his phone like this.
A part of the business.
Come on, ass.
They modeling for me. I have to see what they look like.
Do you use your job as a panty designer as a way to meet women to cheat with? You said no. The lie detector determined that was a lie.
And as soon as he was doing the test, the man was like, yeah. He had the cheater face down pat.
Yeah.
Okay, but Nina, if you look at the photos that we were shown, those are not explicit photos. If I was designing pantaloons, I would want to see the models in the pantaloons. What does it look like? You design clothes. You know, you see people in your clothes. Baby, okay, send me the picture of the curve. Send me how where it hits the waist. Where
yeah, I come up with the fit model, not with just random people. I wouldn't tell a random lady on Instagram, send me your body.
No, I think he's taking these photos. Like he says, I want to see what it's like when you're on your iPad late at night. And then the next one is, what's it like when you're praying or whatever position it was. So I think that's very important.
I love that's how you think women pray like that.
Yeah. In their panties.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, my God. Is that how you pray?
Yeah.
All right, guys. When you are searching for love online, you might go viral for the wrong reasons, like Daniel, who started a website called SingleGuyFromAdelaide.com. He asks women to reach out if they are interested in him. And here's his pitch.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm single guy from Adelaide. I figured that, well, once when the time was right, and I didn't have to spend so much time on business anymore, I would find one of the other people who'd sort of waited for the right person. And what I realized is that no one really does that anymore. And it's really difficult to find someone else who hasn't had a partner or hooked up before. So if you think you might like to meet me, please get in contact. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. No wonder that guy's a virgin. You see those light fixtures?
Apparently, he only will date virgins.
Oh.
So you could be a lovely lady, but if you're not a virgin, he's not checking
for
you.
That's so dumb. That's so dumb. Because why have sex with the only thing virgins are good for is using their blood for spells. We all know that. Aside from that,
what?
I thought it was weird earlier, but it's real weird over here.
Hunter's a nut. You would never date a virgin?
Not intentionally, no.
But there goes our chance.
Would you date a virgin?
Oh, I'm so open to everybody and everything, Adelaide. You know, I love Adelaide, but it's all the way in Australia, and I don't think they're taking people from outside the country right now.
No, I don't think so. Even. He's really limited his choices now.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, next, things are getting spicy for Salt Bae. So he opened a restaurant in London. He is getting a lot of flack, though, for how expensive things on the menu are. So if you get a tomahawk steak, it runs you about $850.
Oh, my
God. Even the Red Bulls, apparently, are $15 each. But apparently, you're not just paying for the food. You are paying for this.
Thank you.
$5 on the steak, you better not put no damn bread on it. I don't want bread on it.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste at a restaurant where you're spending that much money. I've never seen him pick up the salt, and I'm starting to wonder if it's just like elbow dandruff.
Okay.
Ooh.
But you know what? It does hit his, do you see how the salt hits his arm? Look, it's like his arm.
And look, some of it gets stuck in the hair.
And it gets caught in his shirt.
I'm sorry. I don't think I've ever had a tomahawk steak, but I'm not paying $250 for it.
$850.
Maybe a Tama Cruise.
Yeah.
But not a tomahawk. Okay? I'm not paying for that. Listen, my mother grills. Okay, we're from Paris, Texas. She can go to Walmart, get a $42 steak. She can go to the back grill, fire it up. You can get salt, butter, garlic, and cayenne pepper.
Okay, greens on the side, baby.
Thank you, for under $50.
I would take that over any $850 steak any day. It's good, the company is good, the side dish is gonna be fire, and I don't have to worry about elbow salt.
Thank you, and you are not about to be in no black person's house throwing your elbow salt on somebody's plate. And I'm sorry, you're not gonna be doing all of this.
In time for Halloween, we may have found the scariest thing on the internet. So this woman took a trip to the beach and almost went home with an unexpected souvenir.
Don't panic, man.
Stay calm.
Hey,
I am traumatized. So now I just know whenever I go to the beach, I'm gonna have earplugs. I don't care what beach.
Don't do that. Don't be that person.
What?
No.
Oh, don't be that person. I'd rather be that person than that person.
That's the only time we've ever seen that.
That's the only time we've seen it on camera.
Hello.
No, listen. First of all, crabs don't do that often. If they did, by the way, my ears would be the best house to be in.
Okay.
You get
fucking
two-story mansion.
Look at this crab. Look at the crab.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Oh, my God.
Now, Hunter, who are you, the crab historian? You just know all the history of all the crabs that ever climbed in. And he said, crabs don't do this.
And imagine if it crossed through your ear, what else is crossing?
Oh, Lord. You know, the people were too calm, too. They were like, ooh, girl, she got a small crab in her ear. No, ma'am. If my friends are with me and a crab crawled in my ear and I tell y'all, baby, there's a crab in my ear, everybody better panic. Scream, panic at the disco. You know, she got a crab. Is nobody going to help her? Where's the EMT? She got a crab in her ear.
That person with the tweezers could have just stopped the sequel to Ratatouille. We don't know.
Okay. We have to take another break. We got to collect ourselves. We're coming up, a mom's night out turns into a nightmare when she tries to party like a rock star. Plus, a woman gets trapped in her clothes and can't get out. That's next. So there's so much crazy stuff out there on the internet that we, of course, want to talk to you about it. So who is ready for Dose of Soch? All right, so a man recorded his wife's first time hitting the club after they had their first child. She may have overdone it.
Casamigos 10,000. My wife is zero.
This is what happens. This is the treatment you get when you think you can. First day out, you think you can drown a whole bottle of Casamigos by yourself. Yes. This is exactly what happened.
I just like that he had that with him. He knew.
Oh my God.
She was gonna do that.
I think it's actually kind of smart. Normally, when your man is dragging you home, they do have to lift you up. That was actually a nice little carrying case.
Hold on. He could have lifted her. I have one of those little wagons. That fits about 4 bags of groceries from Trader Joe's. She was about the size of 4 bags of groceries. If he didn't take her in the house like a fireman over his shoulder, she should leave him, take the baby, and go.
I am much more of a lightweight now, probably since the pandemic, because I didn't drink as much. And when we started going out a little bit more again, I realized I cannot drink like I used to. I can't.
So you think?
I can't.
Come on.
I can't do it.
Hunter, should we take her to the club?
We should take you to the club.
No.
I think we'd have a great time.
You know what? We'll have a Casamigos and we'll have a wagon on deck.
Well, since you mentioned a wagon, all right, I'm down. Right, guys, this man has been posting a series of self-defense videos specifically for women. I really actually love this. So he has gone as far as to get acrylic nail set just so that he can demonstrate.
Here's how to throw a punch with acrylics. This doesn't work. So what you're going to do is you're going to either hit with your palm like that. That still works. All right. Or with this part of your finger. So you're not going to crawl it all the way in. You're going to hold it like that.
No, baby, you ain't had them acrylics long enough.
Baby.
You can throw a punch with acrylics. You take the L and let it point and pierce your skin, and that's okay.
You telling us something about your history, girl? What you been in?
Oh. Do y'all love his commitment?
That is not anything new. I think that is new for probably some white man to put on their acrylics and do it on YouTube in the backyard. But it is not new. I know plenty of girls from around the way that have had plenty of fights with all 10 and came out with all 10.
I think he needs to bring in a special correspondent for this segment.
Laquanda.
Yes.
Get Laquanda for another segment.
We'll show you how to do it, baby.
Who looked okay after that segment? The piece of wood. Literally, thing was just bouncing right back. Yeah. Didn't give a
All right, well, one woman learned the hard way about tight-fitting clothes. It's pretty hard to get out of them.
I need help.
Poor baby.
Woo! Close. Oh, I guess she still got the shoulders to go over.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! The dog! Oh! Opportunity, baby. Girl. This has actually happened to me before.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
It happened to me in a dressing room, and I thought, I literally had the thought, maybe this is how I die.
You know, as a person who dresses beyond my own gender, yes. I dress between all of it. It's a drag queen, okay? There are a lot of items that I put on that I'm like, oh, somebody's gonna need to be here to help me take this off. Mm-hmm. Or even put it on. You ever put on the thing with the zipper in the back and you're like trying to get it up, and you're trying to do all this Pilates stuff to get the zip. Look. Hunter,
you don't know what we go through.
Baby, oh, a wetsuit. That's
wetsuit.
A wetsuit. Actually, that's probably the closest I've ever been. If you've ever, hey, you guys put on a wetsuit. I promise you, scariest moment of your life trying to take that thing off by yourself.
We always appreciate your creative input here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. You know, that's all the time we have for tonight.
No. Oh.
But you were so wonderful.
I want to just take my acrylic.
We gotta say, season 2 of We're Here premieres October 11th on HBO Max. We can't wait to see you shine, baby. Okay.
That's me, Holly. That's my sisters, Bob and Eureka and myself.
Hey,
get ready, we're gonna turn it out.
Look at you.
All the dolls were out.
Serving.
It's gonna be everything.
All right, you guys. Make sure that you are watching Nightly Pop tomorrow night because we are gonna be back. And make sure you set your DVR.
Yeah. Yay. Yay.